Welcome back to Freight Waves Now. In this carrier update, Donnie, we've talked about it for months, over a year now. There's simply too much capacity in the market. The market is just oversupplied for the current levels of demand. But
I do have this chart.
Capacity is leaving the market.
Yeah. So if we go back, we talked about 2023. And I think I remember saying it was around about the average of 2023, we had about, you know what?
Absolutely.
Let's right. back up further. Let's go back to the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
2 years of COVID, and we had almost 1,500 new trucking authorities every week, average.
2 years.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
Then we hit 2023. We're negative 380. So we have 380 on average exiting mm-hmm. for 1 year. You do the math, we still have a lot of capacity in the market. Now we start 2024, and we've just got a few data points, but you can see this line right here is negative 500.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, about a negative 700, negative 700, negative 550, negative 6,700, negative 383. So maybe we're a little bit higher than the average. We're only 3-4 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 weeks in. So we're starting off kind of a little bit heavy, which we expected. And hopefully, for the sake of all carriers, I do not want people to actually have to leave or go bankrupt personally, but we do need this to flip back around.
Yeah. It needs to stay here for a while. And now we don't need to lose 1,500 carriers a week for 2 years because volume levels have grown over the period of time. And if you lost all of the capacity that you gained and you had more volume, your market's going to be tighter than it was during COVID, right? I mean, it's like this give and take. Like, there's a balance to find. The problem is, because the market is so fragmented, people don't pay attention to the data. They get comfortable. They go back into their old ways, the old habits. The market will eventually go too far in the other direction,
let's bring up your chart. You brought this up a long time ago, a month or so ago.
I've talked about this on with Sonar at F3. Like, this chart is the one that stands out. That where's the market need to go to find? How far away are we from finding a balance in the market?
So just to show what this means here, this first line here, the darker blue, 12%. We've seen a 12% increase in volumes
since the beginning. Of 2019.
It's not beginning.
Middle of 2019.
What did I go to? Yeah.
I think July.
Yeah. So capacity, we've seen a 40% increase.
Yeah. In the total number of authorities, right? This isn't total capacity, but most of the capacity added is smaller fleets. So it's not perfect in terms of total added trucks, but what it is it's a gauge on that capacity that you can see the growth and how much later it happens than the volume growth.
And this is so delayed as people start getting
I mean, you see
online.
Some growth when the volume spiked, but the growth, volumes had already dropped by 10%, 15% before we peaked out on added capacity.
It's you got to buy a truck, obviously. You got to buy a trailer, so it's not cheap. At the same time, getting these trucking companies set up to get their authorities, you can't do it in a month.
No.
So it actually takes some time. So this could be why this delayed. Now, we peak up. I mean, we start to peak after volumes start to decline.
Yeah, I mean, look at the drop that you saw in really March, April of 2022 when, I mean, Craig Fuller wrote his article why he thought the freight recession was imminent. You see this big drop in outbound tender volumes. We were continuing to add capacity. Volumes have dropped. They continue to drop till 2023. Throughout 2023, from a volume perspective, things were okay. I mean, you can see, the way I look at it, you see kind of continued growth throughout the year. Now, you've been dealing with simply too much capacity. This gap needs to narrow.
Yeah.
And when it narrows, they don't even have to cross to be filled.
That's what Mary said. They don't even have to cross.
They don't. They have to just, the gap has to close for it to be felt from both perspectives.
But this is probably going to be another delayed reaction. When volumes probably pick back up, it's going to be delayed again.
It'll continue to go down while it will cross over.
And it'll flip And then spot rates will start climbing very rapidly again.
Absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again tomorrow. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee Nix.